RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
7:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan will join us again next week. He's still got some time off for the holiday break. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We do have a poll on Twitter right now, kind of asking what the temperature is on work right now. Are people working today? Do you think people are working today, Mike?
I came back to work today.
Okay.
That's what my vote was.
Back at work today.
Knowing that, you know, obviously we'll, you know, have the New Year's Day off. But I do know people that went back to work Friday, the day after, which I did too.
Yeah.
I went back to work Friday, but, you know, going back on the morning shift today. But they're, you know, I think my wife obviously works in public school. She ain't going back to work until after the New Year.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people that's a 2-week and some people that it's a 1-day. I don't know. It's a little bit of both.
Giving you the pulse of my drive in this morning. There was a lot more people on the roads at, 4:15, 4:20 a.m. than I expected. So I feel like at least all my early morning people out there, you know, all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters there, I feel like they all are.
All your Waymos.
All my Waymos.
All your ticket booters.
Ticket booters.
I don't know. I guess they out there too, booting, so be careful out there, folks. But, no, in all seriousness, it seems like, you know, at least all my early morning workers are out working, so.
Yeah. It's got to be so difficult to be a manager this time of year with everyone being like, I want the whole week off. I want 2 days off. I want 4 days off.
But add in the fact that the flu's been going around
bad.
Yes.
And just all this craziness. You just know that there's people, I mean, I got the flu.
Such you're like, a mess.
Probably telling the truth, but it stinks no less.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's crazy.
Shout out to our fearless leader, Mike Conti.
Making
it happen, too.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Getting everybody worked out.
Cannot imagine.
I thought you were about to say shout out to all the people at the urgent cares getting the –
them too, the doctors, the nurses, all of them.
Drive through
Z-Pack. You get a Z-Pack. You get a Z-Pack.
You get one too.
All the CVS pharmacy workers handing out the prescriptions.
Hey, I'm just rolling towards the center console getting a shot in the cheek. You know what I mean? Just get me.
Pause. Big pause.
Yeah, man. Don't worry about that.
Hey, a few guys that are working tonight. The Hawks, they're playing tonight, taking on the Thunder. Pregame is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game with tip at 8. But let's talk about what we really want to know.
Yeah. No, that can't be right.
No, that's not right.
I was going to say, it's Monday Night Football tonight, Allie. What are we talking about?
The Hawks will be on our sister station.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There we go. Thank you.
I was sitting there looking and going, I know that sounds correct, but I don't think that is what's going to happen tonight because Bo and I start the Falcons pregame at 6 o'clock tonight. So,
just a quick peek behind the curtain. I said Allie for failure on
that. Well, I am running.
You.
That was me. I'll fall on the sword for you, Allie. I messed up on that one.
You didn't have to, Dylan. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm responsible for what comes out of my mouth, so.
Go yourself, San Diego.
But here is what we really want to know is, Dylan, are we trading for Anthony Davis?
Yes.
I would feel good about us trading for Anthony Davis, but obviously there are some things that would worry me if we do. All in all, yes. I would say if you can get Anthony Davis, pull the trigger on Anthony Davis, because guess what? I think at this point he'll give you more than what Kristaps Porzingis will give you throughout this season, because I don't know about this illness thing, and I'm not necessarily holding it against Kristaps Porzingis, but it just seems like there are more questions than there are answers when it comes to him and this illness and how it maybe can continue to flare up. I hope it doesn't, but I'm good on Kristaps Porzingis. I'm good on him.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis, while he does have his own injury concerns, I think he is definitely more reliable than a Kristaps Porzingis, and because that's who we're comparing right now. It's really going to be for – this is really about getting somebody who can replace Kristaps Porzingis and come in and be productive for you. Now, The only thing that, again, I'm hesitant on is his availability. Again, can be shaky at times, but I think he has, for the most part, gotten over that. Also, the other thing is, I know it would take, because we were talking about earlier, Mike, I know it would take Zachary Sache to probably get this deal done. And while I am willing to part ways with Reese Sache, I am still also very hesitant because Reese Sache is a young piece that continues to show flashes. Yes, he does have some up and down games, and that consistency does still need to play itself out. But still being such a young player with such a high ceiling, I don't know if I'm really ready to part with Reese Sache for a guy like Anthony Davis. And I get it. You're trying to win now. You have this window. But still, I'm not sure if you want to give up a core piece of Reese Sache, who I think can be such a big piece down the line for you.
Yeah, I think that where I fall on this is, first of all, I'm not giving up the Pelicans pick.
No.
Not giving up Jalen.
No.
Reese Sache, I mean, if you're going to package Reese Sache with Porzingis to send to Dallas just for a simple salary, so you can match salaries, because I think AD makes $50 million, north of $50 million, something like that.
Yeah.
KP making like $30. I do think that Reese Sache's around $10 million or whatever it is because of the rookie wage scale.
Yep.
So I'm looking at it from that aspect, and I'm thinking, I don't want to do that. There's so much basketball in front of Zachary Reese Sache. Anthony Davis is 33 years old. He already wants an extension, which his extension wouldn't kick in until he's 35 probably, because it would be 34 towards the end of this year.
Yeah.
But I will. Here's another angle I'm coming from with. I think that he pairs well with Trae Young. Like, you're not going to trade Trae because that doesn't work for Dallas. He would pair well with Trae Young. And I also think that if you moved on from Trae after the year, having AD part of this franchise, I think, makes it to where other people look at this and you could possibly sign somebody in free agency that looks at it and goes, oh, you got AD there. Like, that kind of becomes – the Hawks become more of a destination, I guess, in the way I look at it.
I 1,000% agree. You keep most of this young core. Again, if you do have to deal with Reese, say, minus Reese, say, you still have Dyson. You still have Nickeil Alexander-Walker. And – you still have Onyeka Okongwu. You still have very good pieces around with Anthony Davis that still make you a win now team. But at the same time, like you said, you're still setting yourself up for now in the future. And my only thing is just that I'm afraid that for Anthony Davis, will you get the same bang for your buck that you would with Zachary Sache? That's my only thing. But again, that's a risk you have to assess the Hawks do, and that's a risk that sometimes you have to be willing to take if you do want to again continue to be a win now team, even if you do move on from trade.
Let me throw a couple scenarios at you just as far as trade pieces go.
Yeah.
Would you trade Reese Sache, KP, and Asa Newell?
Ooh.
I think that'd be hard for me to pull the trigger on.
Asa Newell too. Reese Sache and Asa Newell, that's hard for me to pull the trigger on. The one you talked about, right, when we talked about earlier, when you say Reese Sache, KP, and Luke Kennard,
yeah.
If that would work out, yeah. I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that. It'll be hard to, again, part with Reese Sache, but I'd be willing to do that.
Why? We got like 1 minute before we got to go to Mic'd Up, but I'm just curious to get your take on it because I've been unplugged. We've all been on vacation.
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden are the Hawks so cheeks in the last six games?
I
was feeling so good about the Hawks when we left here, and look up and they lost six in a row.
Their defense, just – I don't know what has happened to their defense. I don't want to blame it all on Trae Young. Trae Young has been a part of it, don't get me wrong. But, again, we all know what Trae Young is and is not as a defender. Now, I do think he can get in the passing lanes a little bit more and play the passing lanes maybe a little bit better, and I think that could help him get a slight advantage on the defensive end. But Jalen, his help side defense, hasn't been great. And, again, you've been playing some tough teams too. Now, I do think you should have at least split with the Bulls. I think you could have got that game against the Heat, but they've been playing a little bit better as of late. But then you come up against the Knicks, and you only lose them by two. And then you got OKC tonight, and it's not getting any easier. You got the Timberwolves after that. And then you got, the Bucks, the Warriors, and you got some tough teams coming up. So part of this is that you didn't win the games you were supposed to win before you started this tough stretch to end the year and then begin next year. And now you're in this tough stretch to where you're just getting beat by some teams that are just better than you. And I hate to say it that way, but that just is what it is. So it's a combination of the defense has regressed and you're playing some really tough teams right now.
Yeah, I hate to say it. All right.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know what they might need? They might need a coach of the year for the Atlanta Hawks. And I'm not coming at Quinn Snyder. I still like Quinn Snyder. But I was thinking about this last night. There's so many good coach of the year candidates, right? I think when you look at NFL coach of the year, so many different guys out there that have done so many good things in terms of NFL coach of the year. And I hate to go back to the well, man, but I think I understand who the NFL coach of the year might just be this year. Now, let me throw some names out at y'all. All right, let me start here. How about Liam Cohen? Liam Cohen, Duval. Been incredible. Duval, he's been incredible with what he's been able to do with Jacksonville. Really, they've done so much more than you ever imagined they could be. And all the while losing Travis Hunter to injury.
Right.
Right. You traded up. You got Travis Hunter. You're able to do some different things. What was he, number two or number three overall in the draft? And you don't have him. And yet you are still doing some incredible things with what you're, what you're being able to do. How about let's flip over. Let's do Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel in year one with New England. Really insane with what he's been able to do with that franchise in such a short amount of time. They are playing Super Bowl caliber, really on both sides of the ball. They've been pretty much incredible. There's so many stories like that up and down the NFL when you look at some of the teams that are going to be in this playoff matchups. You've got the Steelers and the Ravens fighting for their playoff lives, the Lions not a part of this thing. So many of these coaches that we look at every single year and go, man, that could have been the guy. I'll even throw out Sean Payton in there, man. He's done really an incredible job. He's not going to get the love he deserves because he's an offensive guy, and really it's the defense that has propped up that team the entire year. But, guys, the NFL Coach of the Year was coaching last night, and his name is Kyle Shanahan.
Ooh!
The NFL Coach of the Year is Kyle Shanahan. Don't even try to talk me out of this. I was listening to the broadcast last night. I was watching the fact that Trent Williams, who I believe will be in the Hall of Fame, he's their left tackle. He is my age, literally came out of my draft. He's been doing it for such a long time at such a high level. He is a bully of a left tackle in the NFL. He got hurt on the first play, right? George Kittle was out last night with an injury. Multiple times they showed Nick Bosa up in the box. They showed Fred Warner up in the box. Brock Purdy, remember, Brock Purdy missed, what, 9 games this year? With injury, Mac Jones had to step into that role at quarterback, and they continued to roll. We saw it firsthand. So when I was thinking about all this, and I was talking about the Cardinals' injuries last week and some of the other teams that have dealt with bad situations, quarterback goes down, somebody else has to step in, look at the Indianapolis Colts, things like that, where you're trying to just piece together a roster with chewing gum and paper clips and Band-Aids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I look at Kyle Shanahan, and I just cannot imagine anybody else in the NFL doing anything near as special with that roster that he's been able to do. It just seems like that roster is bulletproof. No matter who gets stuck in these situations, no matter if you're missing 3 Hall of Famers or 4 Hall of Famers or whatever else it may be, that guy continues to get it done, man. It's really incredible to watch him go to work.
It seems like on a Kyle Shanahan team, you can just be like, these players are just plug and play. Oh, Brock Purdy's not, can't go. We'll just plug and play Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Who will miss it be? Oh, Trent Williams can't go. We'll just plug and play this right, this left tackle, and it'll be good to go. Oh, this guy can't play. Plug and play. We'll be all right. George Kittle can't go. We'll just plug in Robert Tonjes, and he'll have himself a night on Sunday Night Football. So, and again, that is all coaching. So, to your point, Kyle Shanahan, man, just it seems like he can do no wrong right now.
Yeah, I think that I'd also give some love to guys like D'Amico Ryans, who really, caught a lot of flack for some of the trades he made. Mike McDonald has done an incredible job with the Seattle Seahawks. Even Sean McVay, who we'll see tonight, man, really nice job with what he's been doing. But Kyle Shanahan, with some of the losses they have had on that roster, truly incredible that he's been able to put together a team as good as they are right now.
And just real quick, speaking of Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers, if they win on Sunday and get the number one seed, I mean, they'll be at home forever.
Yeah, they'll be at home.
They'll
no
just be
what,
they won't have to leave again, because they've been home. They were home this past week, and yeah, so I mean, you're talking about they could have like what, 7 straight games or something like that at home. It's crazy.
I love that the NFL has made the decision on the Super Bowl logo to just put San Francisco Bay Area, because it's in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
it's the San Francisco Bay Area. You're like, oh, dude, it's so far away. Like, don't even try to play like that.
I do want to say I'm excited for Liam Cohen, though, in Jacksonville. I was in Jacksonville in 2019, and it was not where it is right now. So yeah. I'm excited to see that program on the rise.
The ups and downs of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Especially when they get Travis Hunter back, too. I mean, they'll be cooking for sure.
Yeah,
That commercial will run forever. Please run forever. Let's hear it for the boy. Coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. What's your work status right now? Are you still on holiday break? Never had one? Only got Christmas off? Tell us what your situation is. Who is your coach of the year? And what are your thoughts on tonight's game between the Falcons and Rams? Call us now, 404-726-0929. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.